let's go and talk about Australian baseball, because on Sunday night we've got the grand final between Melbourne and Brisbane. Now, Melbourne are $1.57 to win, Brisbane $2.35, and Nick Quinn with us from tab.com.au. Quinny, we've got a special guest on the line.
Yeah, we do have a special guest. It's a grand final series, so hopefully it does go three games for all those that love their baseball. But game one tonight in Melbourne, and it should be absolutely sensational because the Aces, they've been the benchmark of the competition again this time around, and we're now joined by one of their stars in John Kennedy. So, John, thanks for having a chat.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Now, you've got a fascinating story as well, because a lot of these players in the Australian Baseball League, I dare say, harbour ambitions of playing overseas, and you were drafted by Atlanta a couple of seasons ago, and it's been a pretty fascinating story as well, because initially it was Baltimore taking a look at you, and they overlooked you, and then you got a look in at Atlanta.
Yeah, it was. You know, Baltimore sent me an email one weekend saying would I like to, you know, throw a tryout when they had a scout out here. I did that, and, you know, later on they said they weren't interested, but Atlanta had a look at the video and said they were. So, yeah, that's how I signed with Atlanta.
Now, it was fascinating, though, because it'd be like basically the Melbourne Storm giving you a trial, and the bloke that arranged the trial was impressed but went to his mate that was a scout for another team and said, check this bloke out, and they picked you up, which is quite uncanny to see the rival scouts working together, but it was obviously something that helped you out greatly.
It was, yeah. The guy ended up coaching the other guy's son. So it was just on the weekend. He said, "Look,
oh, what's going on here, guy? John? Who's done the deal here, mate? Come on, this can't be happening."
So, yeah, no, it was definitely a very roundabout way to get signed compared to, you know, the normal process. So,
no, absolutely. And obviously now you're out here with the Melbourne Aces and things are going along very nicely, and hopefully the team can top off a really good season with a series win and winning the grand final against Brisbane this weekend. The team, though, has lost a couple of players that go back to their other clubs. How's that going to dent the team's confidence and, I dare say, personnel going into the weekend?
Honestly, at the moment, I think our core guys have stayed together. We're lucky in that we've got so many guys with, like, multiple years of experience at a high level. We've got three big leaguers, and that's really sort of created a strong foundation for us that's kept us on track, and I think we'll still be playing well going into the weekend.
Now, Brisbane, though, they're a team that's got hot at the right time of year as well. I dare say about a month ago, a lot of experts wouldn't have had them in the grand final. Have they somewhat surprised you what they've done the last couple of weeks?
Definitely beating Adelaide last week surprised us. We were sort of quietly thinking we're going to have to play Adelaide. We didn't have a good track record. We were 1-7 against Adelaide, and we're 7-1 against Brisbane. So we were thinking we had to play Adelaide. And they just came out and scored a heap of runs. Their offense went ballistic. And, yeah, now we've got to play them.
Now, you personally, what will your role be over this coming weekend? Are you going to be doing a bit of relief pitching?
Yeah, I'll be in the bullpen. I'll be as a relief pitcher.
So as a relief pitcher, it's a funny situation. Are you given a set time, like you'll come in at the 7th or the 8th, or is it basically dependent on the game and how the pitcher's going? And one of those unusual positions where you are given a role when things normally aren't going well.
Yeah, my probably role is coming in against the left-hander, but when that left-hander's up or what inning, I have no idea. So I've just got to hang with it the whole game and just stay ready.
Is it hard to stay focused when you don't know when your time will be?
It is at times, but, you know, you make sure you stay a little loose, you play a bit of catch, and you sort of stay ready.
There we go. We're speaking to John Kennedy from the Melbourne Aces. Can't wait for this weekend. It's going to be absolutely sensational to watch all these games between Melbourne and Brisbane. And remember, you can watch them live on abltv.com. Absolutely sensational, that live streaming as well. Now, you are a Melbourne boy, and despite the fact you have been drafted over to the big leagues, it must be great that you can play at the elite level so close to home, and something growing up you probably didn't think you'd have the opportunity to do.
Yeah, not at all. Like, my uncle had played in the old ABL and we used to go down and watch those games, but then it sort of, you know, it folded up. But then to start up and again and now I'm playing in it is, you know, it's quite nice.
And do you have much correspondence with Atlanta? Do they stay in touch? Do you keep, because you're still one of their key prospects?
They make sure that I'm all still fit and fine each month, and that I am playing and how much I'm playing and different things like that.
Do they give you any sort of barometers? Do you know where you stand with them, or do you have any long-term plans with them still? Do they keep you in the loop like that?
That, unfortunately, they do not. There's a lot of guesswork when it comes to that.
Probably, obviously, they play it by ear a little bit, and it is dependent on how their team's going and what players they've got available as well. But what do you see yourself doing the next couple of seasons? Hopefully lots more success with the Aces, but then potentially going back overseas?
Hopefully I can just keep pitching well and just working my way through the system in Atlanta, and then I'll come back every off-season to Australia and work on something each year. And hopefully, you know, over time I move up.
Well, it's been a great success, the Australian Baseball League. The crowds have been absolutely enormous, and no doubt there'll be a really big turnout again tonight. John, we really appreciate you giving up your time to have a chat today, particularly being on game day. So thanks very much and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.